You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity, and C, joined by the current WWE pay-per-view champion and my own Hot Commodity, Aunt B. We are covering WWE Friday Night SmackDown live on March 29th, 2024, live at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut. What'd you think of that, of Mohegan Sun hosting SmackDown? My nephew went and my brother-in-law, and that's why I was excited for this episode. What'd you think?
Yeah, I wish we could have gone, but the tickets were real expensive. So,
fun fact, the day after this, we did get to go see Becky Lynch, which was a lot of fun. We waited 3.5 hours in a line to meet her. She was great. I told her that the community here at the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast is rooting for her at WrestleMania. She was very nice. My life was made forever, and I was very content.
It was fun.
But let's cover SmackDown. Our first match of the night, Pretty Deadly, taking on Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. And we all thought Kevin and Randy were going to get the win. Randy sends Kevin into the announce table. Logan Paul then punches Kevin. Logan Paul comes out from under the ring, punches Kevin Owens with brass knuckles, and Elton Prince gets the win to Pretty Deadly defeat Orton and Kevin Owens. After Orton goes under the ring, grabs Logan Paul and attacks him. Pretty Deadly then attack Randy Orton as well. Kevin lands a stunner to what's his name? Kip Wilson. And then Randy lands an RKO to Elton Prince. And Logan Paul runs away from Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in a car. So, triple threat match we're getting at WrestleMania. Logan Paul, of course, is going to screw Orton and Owens leading up to it. But what do you think of this? Do you think this is a good segment to lead us into this WrestleMania triple threat match?
Yeah. Logan Paul can do whatever he wants. He's not going to defeat the Viper.
I think that it was kind of funny, too, the way they found him under the ring. Orton just, they're like, the fans are telling them where he is. I didn't mention this last week, but since we're talking about SmackDown, that fan who, like, pretty much, like, told off Roman Reigns is my, like, favorite person in the world right now. I wish that she would get in the ring and square up. But if you are a fan of wrestling, check out last week's episode of SmackDown, the end segment with the lady with the red hair in the front row.
But tells off Roman Reigns.
Yes. We then see footage of Io Sky doing an interview at WWE headquarters, and Bayley attacks
very
her.
Very Shinsuke Nakamura
like, and Bayley attacks her from behind. Obviously, these two are going to fight at WrestleMania. I was surprised you didn't get to see Bayley here on SmackDown, but what'd you think of that attack on Io?
I think that. Wait, who attacked Io?
Bayley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, during the promo. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Io deserves it. She's a little bitch.
I just am upset because I feel like I've been a really big fan of Io Sky, and I feel like she hasn't really been able to show her best work because she hasn't really been fighting.
Yeah, they, like, made her champion, and she hasn't done anything in months.
And it is that,
like,
that
she hasn't had any, like, real competition, or, like, she hasn't been putting the belt on the line in at least 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I don't even remember who she...
The last person she fought was Mia Yim. And I think she fought Naomi, remember? And then Damage Control attacked Naomi.
Yeah, but
after.
That was, like, on a Raw. She hasn't even...
That was,
like,
on SmackDown.
Yeah, she hasn't even done, like, a big PLE in, like, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we will get that at WrestleMania 40. Next,
and
Nick
gonna lose.
Nick Aldis introduces the new member of SmackDown, Jade Cargill. She comes out and Jade says, "It's about damn time. Since we put pen to paper, let me make myself crystal clear. We have one of the best female roster in the world, but they are not a once in a lifetime Jade Cargill. The storm has arrived." What'd you think of seeing Jade Cargill, her first promo?
Well, she's right. It's about time. I didn't really know what to think of her until I saw her. Oh, and it's on our TV right now. But, when we get to what she does later in the show. She killed it.
She looks real. She looks like a wrestler. She looks built for this, and
She tore it up.
I just wish that they gave her a little bit more, you know, something more to say. But we'll talk about her later on. We then get our next qualifying match. The winners will move on to compete, I think, next week to figure out who will be one of the teams in the ladder match. We have Austin Theory and Grayson Waller defeating the Street Profits after Karrion Kross and Scarlett are on the Titantron. They're drinking champagne, and we see Bobby Lashley and B-Fab are knocked out. That allows Austin Theory to roll up Montez Ford, and Theory and Waller get the victory. After the Final Testament take out the Street Profits, Bobby Lashley runs out. He attacks Karrion Kross, but the Authors of Pain attack Kross. I'm sorry, attack Lashley. Kross hits Lashley with a fist to the back, and Karrion Kross is now no one goes to WrestleMania. You failed yourself. We did find out that they will have a Philadelphia Street fight at WrestleMania. The Final Testament versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. What are your thoughts?
I think the match could be cool because it's going to be a Philadelphia Street match. I think it'll get wild, but you know, it's not the most exciting thing in the world, but you know, we'll see.
At least it's something, right?
Yeah.
Next, Legado del Fantasma comes to the ring. Santos Escobar says, "I told you so. I want you to remember, I put Rey Mysterio on the shelf for months. I got to beat Rey last week. He's the greatest lucha of all time, at least was. I outsmarted you, Rey, and all it took was one phone call to a man who despises you as much as I do." And then Dominic Mysterio comes out. Santos says, "Thank you. You were right." Dom says, "I will do everything in my power to bring you down, Rey." That's when the Latino World Order come out. Rey says, "Dom, what a shame. I truly believed I was done fighting you, son. But now that you want to be a part of this, I realize having you both in front of me is divine intervention. I can beat the respect out of both of you. How about you two versus me and a partner of my choice at WrestleMania?" Dominic says, "Which one of these dorks is going to be challenging me?" And Carlito starts to look as if he's going to be the one. But Rey is the newest member of the LWO Dragon League. With that, Zelina Vega slaps Electra Lopez. Carlito tosses Dom to the floor. And then Dragon League dives onto Legado. So Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon League at WrestleMania 40. But Carlito is left out of this. What do you think?
I don't know because I even the crowd wanted Carlito, but Dragon Lee is really cool and I like him a lot, so it could be good.
I have a feeling Carlito is gonna do something shitty to Ray. I mean, Ray keeps fucking up, though. He keeps screwing over these people, and then he wonders why everyone doesn't want to be his friend.
Well, I don't think he screwed over
He
Santos.
screwed over Carlito for sure.
Yeah. And what about Andrade? Doesn't he he's friends with
Well, we'll talk about that on Raw. We get our next qualifying match. New Catch Republic defeat Legado. Judgment Day are then seen backstage. Rhea is mad that Dominic didn't tell her about this plan. Damian says WrestleMania is going to be good for them individually. So, seeds of them doing their own thing. Paul Heyman, Jimmy Uso, and Solo Sikoa are backstage. They say they do everything with orders from the tribal chief. Paul says the tribal chief ordered The Rock to attack Cody. Do you think that's true, or do you think The Rock did that on his own?
I think The Rock did that on his own. For sure.
The final boss. AJ Styles comes out next. AJ says, "It's been a little over a week. I want the biggest spotlight for LA Knight so I can expose him as the biggest piece of trash he is. I guarantee you, LA Knight is here. You're gonna walk down the aisle? No." And then AJ yells at a cameraman, "Are you disappointed?" A fan jumps in and attacks AJ. He grabs a chair, but AJ runs off, and that fan is LA Knight. LA says, "You are the biggest piece of human walking waste. At WrestleMania, you will know who gang it is." Who do you think has the advantage, AJ Styles or LA Knight?
I don't know. I don't know. They have they fought yet?
No. AJ has been attacking LA Knight from behind, and finally,
Well,
LA
this is
Knight
the
caught
thing.
up
LA
with him.
Knight was like on this big run, and then like now nobody really cares. So I'm interested to see if they if he wins the match and they try to get his umph going again, or if AJ takes it. So
I don't know. I have a feeling. I hope AJ gets it. I like LA Knight, but AJ needs a win.
yeah.
We then see Bianca Belair defeat Dakota Kai after a KOD. After Damage Control attacks Bianca, and Naomi tries to make the save, but they are attacked by Damage Control. And then Jade Cargill runs out and takes out Damage Control on her own. And all three women, Bianca, Naomi, and Jade, point to the WrestleMania sign, Black Girl Magic. And we did find out it is official. Damage Control will take on Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. What do you think?
I think that's going to be a cool match, and I was excited. Jade wrecked Damage Control,
On her
so
own, I might add.
on her own. So
I think we're going to get a good match there, and I'm excited that Jade Cargill gets her debut. Well, her debut was at the Royal Rumble, but I think we're going to get a good match at Mania. But next week's SmackDown is the final SmackDown before WrestleMania and before the Hall of Fame, Alexa Lopez versus Zelina Vega, plus much more heading your way. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.
make sure you subscribe to stay notified and stay uncensored.